This is John Batchelor, conversation with my good friend Malcolm Hohenlein, Conference of Presidents, Major American Jewish Organizations, about the suspicion that the outside funding is pushed into the universities in order to disturb, disrupt, and generally what we'd call degrade the American university experience in these last months, years perhaps. Malcolm looks at the understanding, with many research details to be filled in, that money is coming from China to undermine the confidence the American people have in their young people, in their universities, in people who are making the arguments of the universities, so many of them laced with anti-Semitism. Here's Malcolm Hohenlein on what we know so far about the common conduct of universities and colleges, not only this last season, but for some years now. More of this later.
Well, we're learning more and more, and although the universities continue to obfuscate the numbers, they don't report, even though they're required to report gifts of more than $250,000. They are placing conditions on these grants, meaning that the universities give them a say in the appointment of faculty. They grant them blocks of scholarships. They have undue influence within the universities. And we're seeing that money is also flowing to the groups that are now participating in all of these wild demonstrations, the insurrections on our campuses where violence has ensued, where people have been hurt, where we see it clearly as an organized effort. It's been something that has been in the works for years. The Black Lives Movement, Matters Movement, was part of the progression of those, some of those involved, not the movement itself. We found at Columbia and other places that they left behind books where they all of the instructions and how they were to conduct themselves, how they were to confront the police, how they are to take over buildings, even hold the janitors as they did at Columbia. So this is a very sophisticated operation. It is a long-term one. It's anti-American at its core. It's supported, we believe, by money from China.
Buying a car in Carvana was so easy. I was able to finance it through them.
Whoa, wait, you mean finance?
Yeah, finance. Got pre-qualified for a Carvana auto loan, entered my terms, and shopped from thousands of great car options all within my budget.
That's cool that financing through Carvana was so easy.
Financed. Done. And I get to pick up my car from their Carvana vending machine tomorrow.
Financed.
Right, that's what I said.
You can spend time trying to pronounce financing, or you can actually finance and buy your car today on
Carvana.
Financing subject to credit approval. Additional terms and conditions may apply.